the foolish will ask, why did they turn away from the Qibla towards which they used to face? O Muhammad, say, East and West belong to Allah. He guides whomever He wishes to the right way. We have made you a moderate ummah, so that you may testify against mankind, and that your own Rasul may testify against you. We decreed your former Qibla only to distinguish those who are the real followers of the Rasul from those who would back away from the faith. It was indeed a hard test, except for those whom Allah has guided. Allah wants not to make your faith fruitless. Allah is compassionate and merciful to mankind. O Muhammad, many a time we noticed you turning your face towards heaven. Now we will make you turn towards a Qibla that will please you. Turn your face during Salah towards the sacred mosque. Wherever you are, turn your face in that direction. The people of the book know this to be the truth from their Rabb. Allah is not unaware of what they do. Even if you give every proof to the people of the book, they will not accept your Qibla, nor will you accept theirs. Neither of them are the followers of each other's Qibla. If after all the knowledge you have been given, you yield to their desires, then surely you will be among the wrongdoers. Those to whom we have given the book recognize this fact as they recognize their own children. Nevertheless, a group of them deliberately conceal the truth. The truth is from your Rabb, therefore you should never be among the doubters. Everyone has a direction towards which one turns. Therefore, emulate one another in good deeds. Wherever you are, Allah will bring all of you together. Allah has power over all things. From whatever place you come forth, turn your face during Salah towards the sacred mosque. This is in fact a commandment from your Rabb. Allah is not unaware of what you do. Again, whatever place you come forth, turn your face during Salah towards the sacred mosque, and wherever you are, face towards it, so that people will not have any argument against you, except those among them who are wrongdoers. Do not fear them. Fear me, so that I may perfect my favors to you, and that you may be rightly guided. Just as we bestowed our favor upon you when we sent among you a Rasul of your own, who recites to you our revelations, sanctifies you, teaches you the book and wisdom, and teaches you that which you did not know. Therefore, remember me, and I will remember you. Be grateful to me, and never deny me. O you who believe, seek my help with patience and prayer. Surely Allah is with those who are patient. Do not say about those who are slain in the cause of Allah that they are dead. Nay, they are alive, but you do not perceive it. We shall surely test your steadfastness with fear and famine, with loss of property, life, and produce. Give good news to those who endure with patience, who when afflicted with calamity say, we belong to Allah, and to Him we shall return. Such are the people on whom there are blessings and mercy from Allah, and they are the ones that are rightly guided. Behold, Safa and Marwa are among the symbols of Allah, so anyone who performs Hajj or Umrah to the house, there is no blame if one goes around both of them, and anyone who does good voluntarily should know that surely Allah knows the grateful. Those who conceal the clear proofs and the guidance after we have made it clear in the book for mankind will have Allah's curse and that of those who are entitled to curse, except those who repent, reform, and let the truth be known. I will accept their repentance, for I am the receiver of repentance, the merciful. Surely those who are unbelievers and die while they are unbelievers, they are the ones on whom is the curse of Allah, the angels, and all mankind. They will live in it forever. Neither their punishment shall be lightened, nor shall they be given respite. Your God is one God. There is no one worthy of worship except Him, the compassionate, the merciful. Surely in the creation of the heavens and the earth, in the alternation of the night and the day, in the sailing of the ships through the ocean for the profit of mankind, in the rain which Allah sends down from the skies, with which He revives the earth after its death and spreads in it all kinds of animals, in the change of the winds and the clouds between the sky and the earth that are made subservient, there are signs for rational people. There are some who worship other deities besides Allah. They love them as they should love Allah, whereas the believers are strong in love for Allah. If those who are unjust could visualize when they will see the chastisement, they would come to know for sure that all powers belong to Allah and that Allah is stern in retribution. On that day, those leaders who were being followed, when faced with their punishment, will renounce those who followed them, and the bonds which united them will break asunder. The followers will say, "If it could be possible for us to live again, we would renounce them as they have renounced us today." Thus Allah will show them the fruits of their deeds. They will sigh with regret and shall not be able to come out of the hell fire. O mankind, eat of what is lawful and clean on the earth, and do not follow the footsteps of Shaitan. Surely he is your open enemy. He enjoins you to commit evil and indecency and to say certain things against Allah about which you have no knowledge. When it is said to them, "Follow what Allah has revealed," they reply, "Nay, we will follow what our forefathers practiced." Well, even if their forefathers had no sense at all and lacked guidance, the parable of those who reject faith is like cattle, which call out to them as one may, hear nothing but a shout and a cry, since they are unable to understand. They are deaf, dumb, and blind, and understand nothing. Surely those who conceal any part of the book which Allah has revealed, and sell His revelations for a petty price, shall swallow nothing but fire into their bellies. On the day of resurrection, Allah will neither speak to them nor purify them, and they shall have painful punishment. These are the kind of people who barter guidance for error and forgiveness for punishment. How stubborn are they to encounter hell fire? Their doom is because Allah has revealed the book with truth. Surely those who seek causes of dispute in the book are in extreme schism. Righteousness is not whether you turn your faces towards the east or west, but righteousness is to believe in Allah, the last day, the angels, the books, and the prophets, and to spend wealth out of love for Him on relatives, orphans, helpless, needy travelers, those who ask for, and on the redemption of captives, and to establish salah, to pay zakat, to fulfill promises when made, to be steadfast in distress, in adversity, and at the time of war. These people are the truthful, and these are the pious. O believers, retaliation is prescribed for you in the cases of murder, a free man for a free man, a slave for a slave, and a female for a female. But if anyone is pardoned by his aggrieved brother, then blood which should be decided according to the common law, and payment should be made with gratitude. This is a concession and a mercy from your Rabb. Now whoever exceeds the limits after this shall have a painful punishment. O men of understanding, there is security of life for you in the law of retaliation, so that you may learn self-restraint. The will is made obligatory before the death of any one of you who is leaving some property behind to be bequeathed equitably to his parents and relatives. This is a duty incumbent on the righteous. If anyone changes the bequest after hearing it, the sin of it is then on those who make the change. Allah hears and knows everything, but there is no blame on the one who suspects an error or an injustice on the part of the testator and brings about a settlement among the parties. Allah is forgiving, merciful. O believers, fasting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, so that you may learn self-restraint. Fast the prescribed number of days, except if any of you is ill or on a journey, then fast a similar number of days later. For those who cannot endure it for medical reasons, there is a ransom. the feeding of one poor person for each day missed. Whoever does more good than this voluntarily, it is better for him. However, if you truly understand the rationale of fasting, it is better for you to fast. It is the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed, a guidance for mankind with clear teachings showing the right way and a criterion of truth and falsehood. Therefore, any one of you who witnesses that month should fast therein, and whoever is ill or upon a journey shall fast a similar number of days later on. Allah intends your well-being and does not want to put you to hardship. He wants you to complete the prescribed period so that you should glorify His greatness and render thanks to Him for giving you guidance. When my servants question you about me, tell them I am very close to them. I answer the prayer of every suppliant when he calls me. Therefore, they should respond to me and put their trust in me, so that they may be rightly guided. It is made lawful for you to approach your wives during the night of the fast. They are an apparel for you and you for them. Allah knows that you are committing dishonesty to your souls, so He has relented towards you and pardoned you. Now you may approach your wives and seek what Allah has written for you. Eat and drink until the white thread of dawn appears to you, distinct from the black thread of night. Then complete your fast till nightfall. Do not approach your wives during itikaf. These are the limits set by Allah. Do not ever violate them. Thus Allah makes His revelations clear to mankind, so that they may guard themselves against evil. Do not misappropriate one another's property unjustly, nor bribe the judges in order to misappropriate a part of other people's property, sinfully and knowingly. They question you about the new moon. Tell them, it is to determine the periods of time for the benefit of mankind and for the Hajj. It is not righteous to enter your houses from the back doors during Hajj times. Righteousness is to fear Allah. Enter your houses through the proper doors and fear Allah so that you may prosper. Fight in the cause of Allah with those who fight against you, but do not exceed the limits. Allah does not like transgressors. Kill them wherever they confront you in combat, and drive them out of the places from which they have driven you. Though killing is bad, creating mischief is worse than killing. Do not fight them within the precincts of the holy mosque, unless they attack you there. But if they attack you, put them to the sword. That is the punishment for such unbelievers. If they cease hostility, then surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. Fight against them until there is no more disorder and Allah's supremacy is established. If they desist, let there be no hostility except against the oppressors. The sacred month in which fighting is prohibited is to be respected if the same is respected by the enemy. Sacred things, too, are subject to retaliation. Therefore, if anyone transgresses a prohibition and attacks you, retaliate with the same force. Fear Allah and bear in mind that Allah is with the righteous. Give generously for the cause of Allah and do not cast yourselves into destruction by your own hands. Be charitable. Allah loves those who are charitable. Complete the Hajj and the Umrah for the sake of Allah. If you are prevented from proceeding, then send such offering for sacrifice as you can afford, and do not shave your head until the offerings have reached their destination. But if any of you is ill or has an ailment in his scalp which necessitates shaving, he must pay ransom either by fasting or feeding the poor or offering a sacrifice. If in peacetime anyone wants to take advantage of performing Umrah and Hajj together, he should make an offering which he can afford. But if he lacks the means, then let him fast 3 days during the Hajj and 7 days on his return, making 10 days in all. This order is for the one whose household is not in the precincts of the sacred mosque. Fear Allah and know that Allah is strict in retribution. Hajj is in the well-known months. One who undertakes to perform it must abstain from husband-wife relationship, obscene language, and wrangling during Hajj. Whatever good you do, Allah knows it. Take necessary provisions with you for the journey, and piety is the best provision of all. Fear me, O people endowed with understanding. There is no blame on you if you seek the bounty of your Rabb during this journey. When you return from Arafat, praise Allah near Mashar al-Haram. Praise Him as He has guided you. For before this, you were from the people who had lost the right way. Then return from where the others return and ask Allah's forgiveness. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. When you have fulfilled your sacred duties, praise Allah as you used to praise your forefathers or with deeper reverence. There are some who say, "Our Rabb, give us abundance in this world." Such people will not have any share in the hereafter. But there are others who say, "Our Rabb, give us good life both in this world and in the hereafter, and save us from the torment of the fire." Such people shall have their due share in both worlds according to what they have earned. Allah is swift in settling accounts. Celebrate the praises of Allah during these appointed days. If anyone hastens to leave Mina after 2 days or stays there a day longer, there is no blame on him, provided he spends these days in piety. Fear Allah and remember that you will surely be gathered before Him. Among the people, there is one whose speech fascinates you in this worldly life. He may even call upon Allah to witness what is in his heart, yet he is your staunch opponent. And when he leaves you, he directs his efforts towards causing mischief in the land, destroying crops and cattle. Allah, whom he makes his witness, does not like mischief. When it is said to him, "Fear Allah," arrogance carries him off to sin. Hell will be the proper place for such a person, which is indeed an evil refuge. And among people there is one who would give away his life to seek the pleasure of Allah. Allah is affectionate to his devotees. O believers, enter into Islam completely and do not follow the footsteps of Shaitan. Surely he is your clear-cut enemy. If you falter after receiving the clear-cut message, then keep in mind that Allah is mighty, wise. Are they waiting for Allah to come down to them in the shadow of clouds, along with the angels, and make His decision known? Ultimately, all matters will be presented to Allah for decision. Ask the children of Israel how many clear-cut signs we have given them. Anyone who substitutes the favor of Allah after it has come to him should know that Allah is strict in retribution. The life of this world is charming to those who are unbelievers, and they mock at those who believe, but they forget that those who fear Allah will rank above them on the day of resurrection. Allah gives sustenance without measure to whom He wants. Mankind was one nation, having one religion. Later, when people invented other religions, Allah appointed prophets as bearers of good news and warnings, and revealed to them the book with the true guidance to settle the matters of dispute between mankind. But the very people to whom it was given started disputes after the clear arguments had come to them because of rivalry between one another. Allah has guided the believers by His will to the truth in those matters in which they had differences. Allah guides whom He pleases towards the right way. Do you think that you will enter paradise without any trials, while you have known the examples of those who passed away before you? They were afflicted with suffering and adversity, and were so violently shaken up that even the Rasul and the believers with him cried out, "When will Allah's help come?" Then they were comforted with the words, "Be aware, Allah's help is ever close." They ask you what they should spend in charity. Say, "Whatever you spend with a good heart, give it to parents, relatives, orphans, the helpless, and and travelers in need. Whatever good you do, Allah is aware of it. Fighting has been made obligatory for you, much as you dislike it. It is quite possible that something which you don't like is good for you, and that something which you love is bad for you. Allah knows, and you don't. They ask you about war in the sacred month. Tell them, fighting in this month is a heinous offense, but to prevent from the path of Allah, to deny him, to prevent access and expel his worshippers from the sacred mosque is a more severe crime, since mischief is worse than killing in his sight. As for unbelievers, they will not cease fighting until they succeed in turning you back from your religion if they can. And if any of you turns back from his religion and dies as an unbeliever, his deeds will become void in this life and in the hereafter. He will be the inmate of hellfire to live therein forever. Surely those who are believers and migrated and struggled in the path of Allah, they can hope for the mercy of Allah, and Allah is forgiving, merciful. They ask you about drinking and gambling. Tell them, there is great sin in both, although they may have some benefit for men, but the sin is greater than the benefit. They ask you what they should spend. Tell them, whatever you can. Thus Allah makes his revelations clear to you, so that you may reflect upon this world and the hereafter. They ask you about orphans. Tell them, it is best to deal with them justly. You may become co-partners with them. After all, they are your brethren. Allah knows who means harm and also who means their welfare. If Allah had wanted, he could be hard on you in this matter. Surely Allah is mighty, wise. Do not marry mushrik women until they become believers. A believing slave woman is better than a free mushrik woman, even though she may be more attractive to you. Likewise, do not marry mushrik men until they become believers. A believing slave is better than a free mushrik, even though he may be more pleasing to you. These mushrikeen invite you to the hellfire, while Allah invites you towards paradise and forgiveness by his grace. He makes his revelations clear to mankind so that they may take heed. They ask you about menstruation. Tell them, this is a discomfort. Therefore, keep away from women during their menstrual periods and do not approach them until they are clean again. When they have cleansed themselves, then you may approach them in the manner Allah has enjoined for you. Surely Allah loves those who turn to him in repentance and keep themselves clean. Your wives are your tilth, so go to your tilth when you like. Take care of your future and refrain from the displeasure of Allah. Bear in mind that you shall meet him in the hereafter and give good news to the believers. Do not use Allah's name in your oaths as an excuse to prevent you from dealing justly, guarding against evil, and making peace between people. Allah hears and knows everything. Allah will not hold you accountable for what is inadvertent in your oaths, but he will hold you accountable for what you intended in your hearts. Allah is forgiving, forbearing. Those who renounce conjugal relationship with their wives on oath have a limitation of 4 months. If they reconcile and restore their relationship, surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. But if they decide to divorce them, they may do so. Surely Allah hears and knows everything. Divorced women must keep themselves waiting for 3 menstrual periods. It is not lawful for them to hide what Allah has created in their wombs, if they believe in Allah and the last day. In such cases, their husbands have a right to take them back in that period if they desire reconciliation. Women have rights similar to those exercised against them in an equitable manner, although men have a status above them. Allah is mighty, wise. The pronouncement of revocable divorce is only allowed twice. Then she should be allowed to stay with honor or let go with kindness after the 3rd pronouncement. It is not lawful for husbands to take anything back which they have given them, except when both parties fear that they may not be able to follow the limits set by Allah. Then, if you fear that they both will not be able to keep the limits of Allah, There is no blame if by mutual agreement the wife compensates the husband to obtain divorce. These are the limits set by Allah. Do not transgress them, and those who transgress the limits of Allah are the wrongdoers. So if a husband divorces his wife 3 times, it is not lawful for him to remarry her until after she has married another man and gotten divorced. In that case, there is no blame on either of them if they reunite in marriage, provided they think they can keep the limits of Allah. Such are the limits of Allah which He makes clear to the people of understanding. When you divorce women and they have reached the end of their waiting period, either allow them to stay with honor or let them go with kindness. But you should not retain them to harm them or to take undue advantage. If anyone does that, he wrongs his own soul. Do not take Allah's revelations as a joke. Remember the favors of Allah upon you and the fact that He sent down the book and wisdom for your guidance. Fear Allah and know that Allah has knowledge of everything. When you have divorced women and they have reached the end of their waiting period, do not prevent them from marrying their prospective husbands if they have come to an honorable agreement. This is enjoined on everyone amongst you who believes in Allah and the last day. This is more virtuous and chaste for you. Allah knows what you do not know. There is no blame on you if you make a proposal of marriage during their waiting period, openly or in your hearts. Allah knows that you will naturally cherish them in your hearts. However, be careful not to make any secret agreement, and if you wish to marry, speak to them in an honorable manner. Do not confirm the marriage tie until the prescribed waiting period expires. There is no blame on you if you make a proposal of marriage during their waiting period, openly or keep it in your heart. Allah knows that you will naturally cherish them in your heart. However, be careful not to make any secret agreement, and if you wish to marry, speak to them in an honorable manner. Do not confirm the marriage tie until the prescribed waiting period expires. You should know that Allah is aware of what is in your heart. So fear Allah. Bear in mind that Allah is forgiving, forbearing. There is no blame on you if you divorce women before the marriage is consummated or the dowry is settled. Pay them something anyhow, the rich man according to his means and poor according to his, a reasonable amount in all fairness. This is an obligation on the righteous people. And if you divorce them before the marriage is consummated, but after the fixation of a dowry, give them half their dowry unless the woman wants to waive it or the man in whose hand is the marriage tie agrees to forego. To forego and give full dowry is closer to piety. Do not forget to show kindness to each other. Surely Allah observes your actions. Guard your salah, especially the middle salah, and stand up with true devotion to Allah. If you are in danger, pray on foot or while riding. And when you are safe, remember Allah in the manner that He has taught you, which you did not know before. Those of you who die and leave widows should bequeath for them a year's maintenance without causing them to leave their homes. But if they leave the residence on their own, there is no blame on you for what they choose for themselves in a fair way. Allah is mighty, wise. Reasonable provisions must also be made for divorced women. That is an obligation upon those who fear Allah. That's how Allah makes His revelations clear to you, so that you may understand. Have you reflected on the case of thousands of people who fled their homes for fear of death? Allah said to them, "Die." Then He gave them life again. Surely Allah is bountiful to mankind. But most of the people are ungrateful. O believers, fight in the path of Allah without fear of death, and bear in mind that Allah hears and knows everything. Who will loan to Allah a beautiful loan, which Allah will increase manifold? Allah alone can decrease and increase wealth, and to Him you all shall return. Have you not reflected on what the leaders of the children of Israel demanded from one of their prophets after the death of Musa? Appoint for us a king, they said, and we will fight in the cause of Allah. The Prophet replied, What if you refuse to fight when you are ordered to do so? They replied, How could we refuse to fight in the cause of Allah while we, along with our children, were driven out of our homes? But when, on their demand, they were ordered to fight, all refused except a few of them. Allah knows the evildoers. Their prophet told them, Allah has appointed Talut to be your king. They replied, How can he be our king when some of us are more deserving than him? Besides, he is not rich. The prophet said, Allah has chosen him to rule over you and blessed him with knowledge and stature. Allah grants kingship to whom he pleases, and Allah has boundless knowledge. Furthermore, their prophet told them, The sign of his appointment as king is that there will come to you the chest in which there is tranquility from your Rabb, and the residue of relics which the family of Musa and the family of Harun left behind, and that chest will be carried by angels. Surely therein is a sign for you if you are true believers. When Talut marched forth with his army, he announced, Allah will test you at a certain river. Anyone who will drink from its water shall cease to be my soldier, and those who will not drink to quench their thirst with its water, except a sip or so from the hollow of their hands, shall fight on my side. They all drank from it in spite of this warning, except a few of them. When he and those who believed with him crossed the river, they said, We have no power left this day against Jalut and his warriors. But the believers who knew they would meet Allah replied, It has often happened that a small group, by the grace of Allah, has vanquished a mighty army. Allah is with those who endure with patience. When they advanced to face Jalut and his warriors, they prayed, Our Rabb, fill our hearts with steadfastness, make our steps firm, and help us against the unbelievers. By Allah's will, they put the unbelievers to flight, and Daud killed Jalut. Allah gave Daud the kingdom and wisdom and taught him what else he pleased. If Allah had not been repelling one set of people by the might of others, there would indeed be disorder on earth. But Allah is gracious to all the worlds. These are the revelations of Allah. We recite them to you in truth. Surely you, O Muhammad, are one of our Rasuls. These are the revelations of Allah. We recite them to you in truth. Surely you, O Muhammad, are one of our Rasuls.